Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter, and I'll remember to look at the correct camera. Now I'm a TV star in the making. Wow. Here we are in a new studio with Ian Salmon, Keo and Adam Melia. We've got gratuitous props, things all around me, which I'm going to have to come to terms with. We're still awaiting messages from our sponsor, well, sponsors-to-be Richmond Sausages, so that's why the phone's there, Adam. You were wondering about that, weren't you?
Yeah. If there's a red phone on the table, it feels like it should be ringing.
It should be important. Was that them? No, it didn't ring. So, should we talk about football and transfers then? Don't laugh at me, Ash. You're all part of this conspiracy.
I just want to talk about the phone.
Do you want to talk about the phone? No. We'll leave this lovely Bakelite, replica Bakelite phone where it is. I don't think it's an original. But an original who we hope will play for Liverpool is the OG best striker in the league, Alexander Isak.
Possibly best striker in the world.
He could be my favourite Liverpool player of all time, but not yet. The updates are just getting weirder as we draw near the end of the window. My main update on my notes about Alexander Isak is he didn't play, obviously, for Newcastle at Villa. But at the end, the Newcastle fans staged something of a sit-in where they chant, "You're only one greedy bastard," or something worse to that effect. Probably with the Geordie accent.
There are loads of greedy bastards. There's millions of them.
I think they're going to be surprised that he actually wants to go there to win medals and play at the highest level and play with Florian Wirtz and Ugarteke and Virgil van Dijk and Mo Salah. And it's not just about the, it's not about the money. I think they served our cause.
I think they helped us fantastically. I think they managed to... see, what Newcastle forget is that they did this to get Anthony Gordon. Yeah. So they destabilised Anthony Gordon. They made him look like the villain. They had the fans booing him and barracking the car. And then the fans drove Anthony Gordon to Newcastle. The fans drove him away. The fans didn't drive him away. Newcastle approached him and he wants to be part of the project.